Busted asked. What if someone walks in? He shrugged. I'll wipe the screen before they have a chance to figure out what we're watching. All right, Grant said, nodding. The wall screen image was life-sized, but a little grainy. He must be using a micro camera, Grant thought, with fiber optic link. O'Hara's slick white wetsuit clung to her like her own skin. She doesn't have that much of a figure, Grant told himself. Slim, almost boyish. Almost. Muzarawa stepped into view. His suit was bright green, but left his powerful-looking legs bare. They were studded with implants, his skin thick with them, like a leper's sores. No wonder they wear long trousers all the time, Grant thought, recoiling inwardly at the ugliness of it. Half a dozen technicians in gray coveralls milled around. Karstad clicked at the keyboard, and the view abruptly shifted. Now they were looking into the dolphin tank over Muzarawa's shoulder. But there were no dolphins in sight. Instead, the tank contained what looked like a mock-up of a control panel, a broad curving expanse of display screens, and rows of lights and buttons. Grant said, I hope Sheena doesn't burst in on them. Oh, no, no, Karlstad assured him. Little Sheena's safe in her pen, sedated up to her bony brow ridges. She's sleeping like a 300-kilo baby. Two technicians in dark gray wetsuits clambered up the ladder built into the partition between tanks and cannonballed into the water with huge splashes, one after the other. Grant watched them settle down to the bottom of the tank, trailing bubbles from their face masks. Can't you fugheads get into the tank without sloshing half the water out of it? Groused a scornful nasal voice, caustically. The test controller, Grant thought, monitoring everything from some central location. The pair of techs waved cheerfully as they sat in the bottom of the tank. Okay, came the voice of the controller, slightly scratchy from static. Let's get this sim percolating. O'Hara nodded and pulled the hood of her suit over her bald scalp, then slipped on a transparent visor that covered her entire face. Two of the technicians helped her work her arms through the shoulder straps of what appeared to be an air tank, then connected a slim hose from the top of the tank to her face mask. They slid a belt of weights around her slender hips. O'Hara clicked its clasp shut. Two other techs were doing the same for Muzarawa. Finally, they checked that the air was getting through properly. I'm okay, O'Hara said, her voice muffled by the mask. Muzarawa asked for a slightly stronger airflow, and a tech adjusted a knob on the back of his tank. Then he nodded and made a circle with his right thumb and forefinger. O'Hara turned and scampered lithely up the ladder to the top of the tank. Grant saw that her feet were bare. Radio check, said a disembodied voice. O'Hara on Freak One, she said. It sounded somewhat fuzzy to Grant. He realized there must be a small radio built into the full-face mask. But the controller's voice said, In the green. Go ahead and dunk. O'Hara swung her long legs over the edge of the tank and slipped into the water with hardly a ripple. Now that's the way you get into the pool, said the controller's admiring voice. The two techs already in the tank made exaggerated motions of applause. Muzarawa climbed the ladder, considerably slower and more ponderous than O'Hara. It seemed to Grant that Zeb had some trouble getting his legs to work right. But he made it to the top, swinging both legs together almost as if they were inert lengths of lumber, and dropped gracefully into the water. Now comes the boring part, Karlstad murmured. What's that? With a smirk, Karlstad answered, The work, of course. O'Hara and Muzarawa, with the two technicians hovering behind them, glided to the control panel and slid their bare feet into loops set into the floor. Sim 1A, the controller's voice announced. Separation and systems checkout. Manual procedure. The panel was chest high, Grant realized. The two scooters stood at it, anchored by the floor loops, and began working their way through a long countdown, punctuated by the controller's checkoff of each action they took. It was boring, Grant agreed, repetitious and dull. You said Dr. Wo was going to be part of this? Grant said to Karlstad. He'll show up. When? When the dull routine stuff is finished, old Woeful will make his dramatic entrance, never fear. I ought to be working, Grant thought. I ought to be inserting the data points from last month's probes into the equations to see how they affect the flow maps. But instead, he watched O'Hara and Muzarawa as they patiently, methodically went through the simulation. This is the separation procedure, Karlstad said. This is what they'll have to do to disconnect the saucer from the station. It takes so long? Grant wondered aloud. Karlstad grunted. You don't want to fire your jets and find that there's still an umbilical linking you to the station proper. Could ruin your whole afternoon. But still, can't these procedures be automated? I mean, launch crews have automated. Hold it, Karlstad snapped. Here he comes. All that Grant could see was the technicians outside the tank turning to look down the corridor at something beyond the camera's view. He heard Karlstad clicking on the computer keys again, and the view shifted to show Dr. Wo rolling toward the test tank in his powered chair. He was wearing a bright red wetsuit with shining metal braces over the lower half of his pitifully thin, weak legs. Wo rolled up to the tank, and the technicians made a reverential half-circle around his chair. Dr. Wo, said the controller's disembodied voice. We have completed the separation procedure, ready to start ignition and entry simulation.
Good, said Wo. I will join the crew now.
No one said a word. No one moved. Wo pushed himself to his feet and stood unsteadily on his steel-braced legs for a long, breathless moment. Then he took a step toward the ladder. Another step. My God, Grant thought. He's clunking along like Frankenstein's monster. He'll never make it up that ladder without their help. As if he could read Grant's thoughts, Karlstad said, The deal our woeful master made with the test controller is that if he could get up the ladder unassisted, he could go into the tank and participate in the sim. Otherwise, no. As if the simulation controller could say no to him, Grant sneered. During the sim, the controller is God Almighty. If he says no, it's no. Doesn't matter who he's talking to. He's the absolute boss during the simulation. And afterward? Karlstad shrugged. Wo stood uncertainly at the base of the ladder and took a deep breath. Grant felt almost sorry for the man. It had taken all his energy to make the few steps from his chair to the ladder. Surely he won't be able to. Wo suddenly seized the rungs of the ladder and pulled himself up, hand over hand, his legs dangling uselessly. Grant could see sweat break out on the man's face, see his snarling, teeth-gritted determination. He made it to the top of the ladder and swung his legs over the edge, letting his feet dangle in the water. Two of the technicians swarmed up the ladder behind him, carrying his face mask, air tank, and weights. In minutes, they had Wo properly rigged. He pushed himself off the edge of the tank and splashed awkwardly into the water. One of the technicians started to applaud, but when he saw he was alone, he froze in mid-clap, a mortified look on his face. Wo sank to the bottom of the pool and swam easily to the control panel, taking his station between O'Hara and Muzarawa. You got to admit that he's got guts, Karlstad said reluctantly. Grant agreed with a nod. You'll never see me getting into that fish tank, Karlstad went on. But aren't you part of the mission? Me? Don't be ridiculous. But I thought... Wo put me on the team, yes, Karlstad admitted. I'll be one of the monitors in the control center when they go. But that's all. They couldn't get me into that death trap unless they put a gun to my head. And maybe not even then. The Wrath of Wo. It was boring and fascinating at the same time, watching the three of them going through the simulation. Grant kept telling himself that he should get back to his work. He shouldn't be wasting his time this way, but he could not take his eyes from the wall screen. Wo was clearly in charge and enjoying it. Instead of remaining anchored at the instrument panel as O'Hara and Muzarawa did, he pulled his feet free of the floor loops and floated easily, almost lazily, in the big tank. Hovering over the other two, drifting slightly from one side to the other, Woe gave orders,